Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. I hope you're having a fantastic week, as always. And this week's topic is something that has been kind of top of mind for me lately, a lot of changes in my life, and it's acted as almost a sanity check or a way to kind of create my own sounding board and make sure that the decisions that I'm making are actually moving me in a direction that is meaningful to me. And I heard about this topic in particular on another podcast I listened to, and it made me realize or gave me some clarity to something that I had been thinking about for some period of time. And the topic in particular is setting an intention or being more intentional with our life and how we spend our time. And this process can occur in many different ways, but really the basis of this is we want to be doing things on purpose, right? So when we're talking about how we spend our time or what we do in a day, it's important to maintain control over the reasoning behind our decisions, because it's very easy for life to just get busy or things to just start happening. And if you aren't assessing your actions and your results in the context of the bigger picture, it's easy for you to kind of be doing a lot of things or have a lot of activity happening and to not necessarily have that activity moving you forward in a meaningful direction or a meaningful way. And so for me, it was important to kind of think back to my ideal future identity. Think back to the things that are important to me, what actually matters, what am I looking to accomplish, what things am I looking to do. And if I analyze the decisions I'm making through that lens, then it helps me make better decisions. So let's talk through a basic process of how you can set a general intention. And I want to start from the simplest practice of this to more complex practices, because I think if you can start simple and you can master that, then it's a little bit easier to build momentum and execute this on a grander scale. And so I think the easiest way to start being more intentional or to kind of dabble with this practice is to set an intention for the day. Now, I've talked about kind of various aspects of my morning routine and even nighttime routine that I find helpful for me. And really, for me, it boils down to kind of three main things that I do every day. And if you combine my morning and evening ritual, it takes me less than 5 minutes to do both as far as kind of the journaling component. And so at the beginning of the day, I am setting an intention by writing down my focus tasks or my focus areas. What do I actually want to accomplish today? And there are a lot of days where my to-do list exceeds those focus tasks. I basically think every day that's the case. But I don't worry so much about the other things on the list if I can check the priority boxes. And I limit this to three things so that I have a very clear direction for how I want to spend my time that day. What are the things that I need to do in order for today to be successful? I then spend a little bit of time with a gratitude practice. So I list out, you know, one to three things, specific things that I'm grateful for in the context of my life. And at the end of the day, kind of the one main thing that I try to do as part of my evening ritual is I try to reflect on a win from the day. So the last thing in my daily journal is, you know, what is the win for today? What happened that was positive? What happened that, you know, you can highlight as a win? Because some days are easier than others to find that win, but I think it's important to reflect on something that went well or something that had a positive end result. And so that's a very simple process. But if we look at the focus tasks or the focus areas, that's really where I set my intention. It's what are the main things that I want to come out of this day? And this requires some baseline reflection of, you know, are your priority tasks in line with the things that you want to accomplish in the bigger picture, right? If you want to become a professional athlete and you're at, you know, the early stages of your athletic career, are your daily priority tasks going to get you closer to that goal? And we talked, you know, recently about Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and how they, you know, their work ethic and their focus is what allowed them to achieve great things. And this boils down to setting a daily intention. Is your daily intention in line with the future you that you want to become? And if that's not the case, or if you find that your focus areas are leading you in a direction that you don't necessarily want to go in, then that should prompt some deeper reflection, and you should, you know, think about how you're allocating your time, why you are allocating your time to those things if they're ultimately not going to be meaningful to you or ultimately not going to get you where you want to go. So I think that's a really simple way to start experimenting with being more intentional with your days. I think you'll find that even if you just do that, even if you just start setting focused tasks, and, you know, separate from your larger to-do list, if you start putting your effort into getting those tasks done on a day-to-day basis, you will be living more intentionally. You will be spending your time in a more meaningful way. And that just little bit of small daily reflection on how you're spending your time will be fruitful. That'll be a fruitful practice for you. So I think that's the baseline. Start with that. If you start to build up some momentum there, now what you can start to do is on Sunday night, you can look at the week ahead. And you can try to set a larger intention for the week. Now, this isn't necessarily task related, but it can be, right? But let's say, you know, for the coming week, you want to be a better spouse, right? You want to improve your marriage with your partner. There are going to be several actions that you can take throughout the week that will check that box. But if you go into the week focusing on spending your time in that way, that will influence the decisions that you make in that morning reflection. That will influence the daily intentions. Because if your larger goal for the week is to strengthen your relationship, then there are likely going to be several tasks and events that happen during that week that, you know, work towards that end goal. So once you're able to be intentional with your days, then you want to start being intentional with your weeks. And obviously the next extension of that is to be a little bit more intentional with your months. So I've talked a little bit about this before, but I really like the Big Ass Calendar from Jesse Itzler. It shows every month, every day, every week of the year in a very simple format, and you can kind of, you can just use sticky notes to plan things out. I think when you start getting into the monthly intentions, this is where you say, okay, you start putting some, you know, sticky notes on the big calendar, and you say, I want to do this month, or by this day this month, I want to accomplish this thing. And you say, okay, what is my focus for this month? Maybe my focus is building my business this month. Maybe my focus is, you know, studying for or prepping for an exam if I'm in school. Maybe my focus is finishing a creative project that I've been working on and putting effort into. So you can start to look at taking each month by month throughout the year and planning out your year and focusing on how you are spending your time each month, or not just necessarily how you're spending your time, but how you are spending your mental energy and using your mental bandwidth to work on certain things. So as you continue to zoom out, this process gets a little bit more challenging because you have to look at larger chunks of time and you have to think about how those chunks of time fit together in the bigger picture. But through each layer of this process, you're going to start to reflect more and more deeply. And you're going to start to ask yourself important questions like, okay, looking at the year ahead, if this is how I'm spending my time each month, if these are the things that I want to focus on, if I get to the end of this year and I accomplish all these things, if I'm able to focus on each of these intentions that I've set, where am I going to be in relation to now? Is the person I am going to become by doing these things closer to or further away from who I ultimately want to become in the future? And it's a hard question to answer, but it's relatively simple because you can look at how you're planning on spending your time, and that will tell you very clearly whether or not you're going to get closer or further away from your larger big picture goals. It, you know, if you want to become an author and you want to write your first book, then you better be spending time each week and each month working on that process, because if you're not, the book isn't going to write itself. And this then tracks all the way down to your daily intention setting, where you're carving out time every day to work on that creative project. And so you can zoom in and zoom out as necessary to just make sure that all of these little pieces fit into the bigger picture puzzle that you are trying to construct. And so it's not a particularly complicated process, but I find that it's one that, unless you are really thinking about, tends to slip through the cracks and not really happen as much as it should. And so my goal for you this week is to start, if you have not done this intention setting type of practice before, just start looking at each day. Spend a little bit of time in the morning to lay out some priority tasks that you want to accomplish, some key things that you want to get done. And if that goes well, and if that makes sense, and if you're starting to build momentum, then start to zoom out a little bit. Look at setting intentions for the week, then start looking at your month-to-month calendar and saying, okay, how can I, you know, divvy up these 12 months of the year and focus on key areas for growth and improvement? What are things that I can do to kind of move myself in the right direction? And as you go through that process, what I think you'll find is there are likely things that you're spending a lot of time doing that, in the grand scheme of things, aren't getting you where you want to go. And then that's when you start looking at, you know, can I shift energy away from these tasks? Can I hand these tasks off to other people? Can I change how I'm spending my time so that ultimately the actions that I'm taking are getting me closer to where I want to go? So being more intentional in life starts small, but this ripple effect grows and allows you to take advantage of the time that you're spending, to spend that time more wisely, because as I've mentioned before, time truly is our most valuable resource. It's the one thing we can never get back. And so trying to be a little bit more intentional with how we're spending our time is a practice that pays dividends and is very valuable to incorporate into your routine. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.